Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. A special show tonight, I promise you. If you're in Fort Lauderdale or Fort Pierce, wherever you are, we're glad that you're here. We hope you're staying cool. Let me tell you a little bit about our show tonight. It's a first of its kind for me. I'm going to talk about a subject that I guess most of you don't ever talk about or, for that matter, think about unless it impacts you or your family. Limb loss is not the exclusive domain of the people we see on TV, wounded warriors, or even older diabetics, which this population is all too familiar with. It affects many, many more people, and we're going to talk about that tonight with Liz Bess. I'm going to screw this up, but I'm going to do my best. Who's got the key? Okay, I'm going to call her Lizbeth the rest of the night. She is very special. She is from Hanger Clinic and Ampower, and we're going to talk about limb loss, things you never knew you didn't know, but you're going to be happy that you are here tonight. But first, two things. One, this heat wave continues. It's very dangerous for my audience, right? All of us who are my age and above, right? Stay cool, stay healthy, stay protected, stay hydrated, stay indoors, do your best. And the other thing is, I can't tell you how many people I know who have gotten COVID in the last couple of weeks. Please, it's out there, gang, all right? Do not take this for granted. Protect yourself there as well. Be careful. If you're concerned, do whatever you think makes you safe and happy. Nobody cares if you wear a mask if you want to. If you don't want to, nobody cares about that either. But whatever you do, please take care. And if you think you might be sick, act fast, because it's really, really important that you get care immediately. But I don't want to waste any more time with that. I want to tell you a little bit about my guest, Lizbeth, who's got the key. Lizbeth was born missing her right forearm and three fingers on her left hand. She's been wearing prosthetics since she was 3 years old. She has experience with cable-operated, functional cosmetic, activity-specific, and myoelectric prosthetic arms. For the last 8 years, she's worked with Hanger Clinic to educate patients and healthcare professionals on life after limb loss, what prosthetic options exist, and the importance of educational, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this later, emotional support for amputees and for family members to improve rehabilitation and community integration outcomes. So welcome to the show, Lizbeth. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Why don't we start with tell everybody about Hanger and Ampower. I mean, we want to talk about limb loss, but tell us about what you do and the organization you work for.
Sure. Hanger Clinic is the leading provider of orthotics and prosthetics in the U.S. We have over 900 locations to service our patients, anybody that is looking to improve their mobility. And we support patients providing them orthotic devices, meaning braces, to correct any kind of, issues that they might have, foot drop, or any, if they have a fracture, we can support them with that. In regards to prosthetics, we will provide them with a prosthetics. Is the difference between orthotics and prosthetics is really, for orthotics is when you have the limb but there's an issue,
right?
Either with your leg,
it's not
with your arm
properly,
exactly,
right.
So we provide the brace to support with the movement. The difference is with prosthetics is that prosthetics is going to provide that missing limb. So whenever there is limb loss, the prosthetic comes in place to support the patient, whether it's arms, whether it's fingers, whether it's toes, whether it's a leg, both legs, whatever the patient is missing. We provide them with the right devices in order for them to move forward and that have full life, fulfill whatever goals they have with that new chapter that life has given them.
So you told me a statistic before we went on the air. How big a problem is limb loss? Because I don't think most of us appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Unfortunately, there is 507 amputations every day in the United States, according to the Amputee Coalition. Yes, it's very alarming number. So it's very important that we all stay on top of our health and understand, you know, what are some of the reasons that lead to limb loss. Unfortunately, the number one reason in the United States is diabetes. Diabetes is over 60% of the amputations in the U.S. are related to diabetes or vascular as well. Another reason for limb loss is going to be traumatic accident, whether work, you know, an accident, any kind of machinery or related to motor vehicles. You know, you're driving and unfortunately you're involved in a car accident. Sometimes it can lead to that. Another reason for limb loss can also be different diseases like cancer. Those are smaller percentages. And of course, there's also people like me that came to this world with a limb difference. So we make the difference between, with the terms limb loss and limb difference. Limb loss is when you acquire it after, you are in the world, and that the limb difference is when you come to this world, you know, just with some sort of a difference in your hands or in your legs.
So now I have about 30 questions I hadn't thought of before. But so can I assume that somebody like yourself who was born limb different, your word, do they experience the reality of limb loss differently than people who had a limb and have lost it either through trauma or diabetes or cancer or one of the other ways that you has there been any studies about that? You never had a right arm, so how could you miss what you never had in theory?
Exactly.
Right?
Well, I had it, you know, like genetically, I formed complete, but something happened. I was born with a condition called amniotic band syndrome, so something happened during my gestation period that caused some bands to attach to my arm and my fingers and restricted the circulation.
Okay.
So that created just basically a natural amputation. But going back to your question, the answer will be yes and no. There's similar things that we face, you know, if whether you came to this world with a limb difference or whether you acquire it. So some of the similarities are like, no matter how you got to the situation, you're all gonna face the stairs, people staring at you. You're gonna face a world that was designed for people with all their limbs. So you're gonna be facing all that. The difference, for example, with somebody in my situation that was born this way, is that I don't know any different, like you said, right? You know, I had to learn how to crawl, right? You know, like just with one arm. I had to learn how to feed myself, how to ride, how to do everything, drive, etc. As I started growing up, you know, just that with one arm and just, you know, two fingers and a half. But when you are an adult and you know you have a way of, you know, carrying your life, and unfortunately you go through a disease or you go through an accident, of course it's going, you add on top of everything, you add the traumatic aspect of, oh my God, now how am I going to live my life? You know, how am I going to have to relearn how to write if you lost that arm that, you know, is your dominant hand? How am I going to do all my activities of daily living now that I don't have my leg? You know, so these are all questions that you have to, you know, face. And how am I going to talk to my friends, my family members? What are they going to think about me? You know, those are some of the differences. Also, if it's also even different if you have an accident or if you have a disease. Because if you have an accident, you know, it could happen that you wake up and probably the limb is not there.
Right?
One
day it's here and one day it's gone.
Exactly. Right. As opposed to, like, if you have a disease, you have been struggling, trying to do your best together with your healthcare team to heal whatever it is that might be leading to the limb loss. But, you know, if everything fails and you have to have the amputation, then, you know, yes, it's terrible, but you have had at least a few more days, weeks To prepare, right. You know, become, right. You know, read about it or, you know, meet other people that have faced the situation. So it's really personal.
Right.
And then on top of that, it depends on the people around you and who you are as a person, where you were when all this happened to you. I was blessed with the best family ever. You know, my family, I'm the sandwich in my family, so they never treated me any different. I have two sisters, and my mom and my dad never treated me any different. They just treated me like one of the girls. So for me, that was very empowering because, you know, I knew I could do it. I never doubted that I could not do something. I always knew that I would figure it out.
So that actually was one of the questions that I hadn't thought of, but now I am. So this is not age specific. I know my audience is older, so diabetes, a lot of us may know of people who have had a diabetic amputation. But as a child, it's got to be incredibly different and so many more challenges. Just for my audience, Lizbeth came today and she brought different right arms. She brought different artificial limbs that she uses for different things. And we're going to talk about that before the end of the show. But I think as kids, they grow so fast, they change so fast, their lives are so involved. Let's face it, kids aren't always kind, right? So there must be both physical and emotional difficulty more with children than with adults. Is that correct?
Well, you would be surprised.
Okay.
Because kids are awesome. You know, like our kids are so resilient. If you think about when you were, you know, when you see a kid learning how to walk, they fall, they stand up again, and they keep on walking.
Right.
They don't care as many times as they fall, they're going to stand up and keep on trying to walk again, right?
Right.
So they are, you know, it's just like, it's just a drive, right, to move forward. So as kids, I think that we know that, you know, we're going to figure it out. Yes, sometimes, you know, other children or other adults might be cruel or say something, maybe not meaning to hurt, but, you know.
Unintentionally,
exactly,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
But you know, it might hurt their feelings. One of the things that I find comparing my experience to nowadays is that prosthetics are so much cooler nowadays. You know? I have to confess that sometimes I see these 3D printed arms, and I'm like, oh, this is not fair. How come I didn't get to have a frozen hand when I was little? You know, now these kids are rocking their, like, Iron Man hands and their Star Wars hands, and they're, like, so amazing. So, you know, in that sense, it makes it a little bit easier, you know, because it's now with the technology, now it's like there's no that need for, I'm going to hide this hand. As you can see, I know the audience cannot see it, but my hand is black.
Right.
You know, I'm wearing
a short sleeve shirt. And,
yes, right. Yeah. So it's going to be pretty obvious, you know, that there's something going on with my right hand. So it's nowadays it's more of a, it's more accepted. And I think the media has helped us in a way. The technology has definitely helped us as well to be more inclusive and be more accepting of differences. Even publicity nowadays, you know, you see people of all different colors, all different abilities. Sometimes people's in wheelchairs, sometimes people, you know, bilingual, you know, like any different kind of situation. And you know, just to educate, and that's one of the things that I find, and I thank the media actually for being more inclusive and educating everyone.
Well, and you're doing your part. Of course, I've just met you in person about a half hour ago, and you're the most positive, upbeat person I've ever met. God bless you. I don't know, but that's important, right? I mean, mental attitude can play a big role in this conversation. The loss of a limb is not the end of one's life, right?
Not at all. Not at all. Nowadays, and especially in this country, you know, we're blessed with wonderful programs that can support the patients or any individual that is interested in moving forward. You said something very important before, that was the mindset. You know, what kind of attitude you have towards your situation, because you know, like that space where you are in your head is going to, whether you know, take you down and that, you know, in a spiral, and that just, you know, ruin, you know, and determine that, you know, you're not going to be able to move forward much, or it's going to really support you and that, you know, that just help you get there, whatever it is that you want to do next. I actually, believe it or not, have seen people that after losing a limb, they have started running. They have started scuba diving. They have started doing, you know, activities that they were never even considering doing before. But it's kind of like an awakening for them of embracing that new life, that new opportunity that, that life has given them.
It's really amazing. If you're just tuning in, of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm here tonight with just a fascinating subject and an equally fascinating guest, Lizbeth, who's got the key. All right, I'm getting close. Who's got the key? Who's the business development manager at Ampower Visitor and a coordinator for Southeast Florida Hanger Clinic. We're talking about amputee. We're talking about limb loss. We're talking about prosthetics. Most of us see the Wounded Warrior Program, and we see, our veterans who have lost limbs in a traumatic event during conflict, or we see diabetic amputations. But it goes far beyond that, and as Lizbeth told us earlier, 507 amputations per day in this country, which is many more than I knew about. We're going to talk more about amputation. We're going to talk about the specifics about prosthetics. We're going to talk about development. We're going to talk about life with a prosthetic, all of that and more. If you have questions for Lizbeth or for myself, you can reach us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
You might know that one out of four adults over 65 fall and end up in the emergency room each year. What hits even closer to home is that one in 10 adults over 65 fall every hour of every day in Palm Beach County. Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions, the on-demand safe living and home solutions company. At Silver Solutions, our mission is to help make your future look different. For over a decade, we've been working with families like yours to eliminate home safety risks so that you or mom can safely age in place. And when it's time to downsize or ready a family home for sale after a loss, Silver Solutions specialists will also help and do the work for you. To find out more, call now to schedule a free home assessment at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online now at silversolutions.com. Silver Solutions, we make growing older safer and easier for the whole family.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. I'm here tonight with Lizbeth who's got the key, who is with Hanger and Ampower. She is the visitor and coordinator for the Southeast Florida chapter, I guess, business development manager. What do they do? Well, they deal in limb loss and prosthetics and artificial limbs, and we're talking about that tonight in a most fascinating conversation with Lizbeth. Lizbeth, you alluded to it before. You actually kind of joked that you were jealous of the young people today who have all these new artificial limbs that can do things that when you were growing up were not available. So what role is technology playing in the development of artificial limbs today, and how fast is it moving?
It is playing a huge role, and I can tell you based on my personal experience, I have, as you can imagine, you know, having been born with limb difference, I have had the opportunity to wear all different kinds of prosthetics, from the most basic, which would be like a body-powered hand, meaning that there is no electronics involved. You will use a brace, you know, on your back to activate the hand, to more sophisticated technology like the one that I have today. Now, for many years, I use a myoelectric arm. Myoelectric basically means that I activate the hand, I move the hand by contracting my muscles. Okay, so I have two sensors that sit on, you know, around my arm where I'm missing the limb, and I contract my muscles and the hand opens or closes and moves, you know, the different digits according to what I want to do. So about 8 years ago, I went from a hand that could only open and close. Right? So I was very used to working that hand. I was very used to doing my activities,
right,
cutting my meat, folding clothes, anything that I needed to do, right? Driving my car with that hand, right? Again, just think about only being able to open and close. No pointing, no nothing, no using your thumb, nothing. Just open and close, right? So then 8 years ago, I got introduced to a hand that could move fingers in, you know, like with different grips. Right? So like changed my life.
I would think that would be life altering, right?
You have no idea. You know, like I just, when I saw, I will never forget this, that time that I was given the hand and I was working with an occupational therapist, and she said, okay, now you can use your thumb and you're going to position your thumb to do this kind of activity. So she showed me what we like to call a lateral grip or a pinch, like the how you would put your fingers if you were to hold a key, right? So that particular grip is very important. Your thumb is the most important finger,
right,
in your hand.
Most important digit.
And I'm, as you can see, since you're in front of me, I'm missing half of my thumb. So for the first time in my life, I was able to have a hand with five fingers that could move and a full thumb. So just that, I'm gonna give you just that quick example, you know, to illustrate how technology changed my life, right? So just that grip, my hand has 24 movements, right? Plus several others that I can program with an app. Yes, there's an app for that. There's an app for my hand.
Is there real?
Yes. Yeah, so with that particular grip that I was introduced to, for the first time I could hold my own plate and eat standing up. I know this might sound very silly.
No, it's amazing.
When you don't have both hands and you're given something, you know, and you're expected to do some, you know, to,
right,
to you do something with that item that has been given to you, it's you become stressed. You know, so the first thing with my previous hand that I had to do is, you know, for example, I go to a party and you give me a plate full of food. So before the hand that I have now, I had to go find a table, a flat surface, so I could lay the plate and free my hand so I could use it to eat. Right?
That's incredible.
Or going through a buffet line, for me before it was very difficult because again that involves both hands, one to hold the plate, the other one to serve, right? So I couldn't do things, I needed to rely on somebody else. So again, just with that grip, the lateral grip, I could hold my own plate, serve my own food, stay with my friends that I was talking to whenever I was given the plate. I didn't have to go away and eat, you know, rush to try to come back to my social life. I could do it right then. It's so empowering. And like that, I can tell you many, many more examples. But I just wanted to, you know, give you that because I think that it illustrates how technology can impact somebody's life. For lower extremity amputees, that could be having the opportunity to go down a ramp comfortably. When, you know, you're fit with a prosthetic foot, for example, that doesn't have a movable ankle. Imagine not being able to move your ankle and have to walk just with a rigid ankle.
Right.
It can be very uncomfortable.
Sure.
It takes time, you know. So having something that you don't have to think too many times, okay, I'm going to take a next step. What do I have to do? You know, I need to do this in a certain way. Of course, I'm not going to say that the prosthetics are going to be replacing, you know, the limbs, you know, the way that we have them naturally, but they definitely make a huge difference with how we carry ourselves, you know, how we live our lives and how happy we are with our everyday lives. And it, of course, it affects your mental state. Like, you know, like when I got fit with this prosthesis, this is personal, but I'm going to share with you. I used to wear long sleeves all the time. You know, like I you know, was comfortable, you know, like a independent person, but I never was comfortable with the way my prosthesis looked and also with what I could do. I always thought that I could do more. I wanted to do more. I wanted a faster hand. I wanted a hand that could keep up with what I wanted to do, but I didn't have it until I got fit with the prosthesis that I have now, and now it just opens so many more options for me. So what happened to me, I kind of like came out of my own closet, so to say, meaning that I started wearing short sleeves.
Wow.
I started like, I don't care. You know, the hand is now in a color that doesn't match my skin. That's not an issue. I feel whole.
That's amazing to me.
I feel, you know, like that I can do so much. And now I'm able to help people that have, unfortunately, are missing limbs or, you know, like for different circumstances, have to live, you know, with limb loss or limb difference, or maybe they were not introduced to prosthetics because for different reasons, whether
it's insurance, we're going to talk about that. Right, we're going to talk about pain.
Coming from a different country,
right.
You know, but, you know, giving them the opportunity to understand what else can they do? How much more?
Yep.
How to live a full life?
It's amazing. If you're just tuning in, Scott Greenberg, oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom, here tonight with my new friend, Lizbeth. Lizbeth is herself born with missing her right arm, and so she's an expert in limb loss and in amputeeism, I guess. I don't know if that's a word. And Lizbeth is with Hanger and Ampower, which does amazing work. We're going to talk more about that as well. If you have questions about limb loss and amputees and prosthetics, you can reach Lizbeth or myself. Just call 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here tonight with Lizbeth, who's got the key. I think I'm getting better at that. She herself was born limb different. She was missing her right arm at birth and three fingers on her left hand. But we're talking about prosthetics and artificial limbs in life as an amputee and with limb loss. In the previous segment, Lizbeth was telling us about this new world opening when she received a new limb that now gave her more flexibility or more dexterity with a new hand attached to this right arm. Lizbeth, I have to think that that has to be somewhat challenging, right? Developing or understanding or learning how to use an artificial limb that has this new technology, it can't come naturally. We use our hands, those of us who are born with all their limbs. We use that somewhat naturally, but is there a ramp up time for technology? And that's a little bit about what Hanger is involved in, right? It helps you with getting prepared properly, correct?
That's right. Yes, there is definitely. This is a team effort. You know, whenever patients are ready for prosthetics, it's really a collaboration with our prosthetists and also the doctors, of course, whether it's a physical medicine or rehabilitation doctor that is going to be following the patient and make sure that their bodies are aligned and that there's no further damage, because when you miss a limb, your body goes out of whack, and so other parts of your body are affected. So it's important that you get the right care with the right professional. When the patient is ready for a prosthetic limb, even before they get fit with a prosthetic, it's important that they get therapy, meaning physical therapy or occupational therapy, depending on where the amputation has happened. In my case, for example, I can tell you, with upper extremities, since that's what we are focusing on. One of the things that is very important is that the patients prepare their skin, even with different therapy sessions, to desensitize the area, prepare the skin to be enclosed in, because naturally our skin is not used to being in a socket. The socket is the part where the patient puts in the missing, their amputated side, right? So that's what's going to connect their prosthesis with a new hand, or what's going to connect their sound side, their amputated side with a new hand, or their amputated leg with a new foot. So that's called the socket. So all that part where the skin is going to be covered with the socket needs to be prepared. Whenever you are talking about learning how to walk again, all patients need to learn how to do all these kind of things, how to use a myoelectric arm, how to do the activities of daily living now with a new arm, a new device. So there is going to be a learning curve. So, it's very important to understand that this is a process. It's not that we're going to provide the prosthetic limb to the patient, and the patient is going to be able to do, you know, cut their meat or, you know, get dressed or, you know, like a, just immediately. This is a process. It's something that they're going to start integrating little by little. They wear for a few hours the first day, then they increases the usage little by little until, you know, if they are comfortable wearing the whole day, they will wear the prosthetics the whole day.
And I have to think that this has to be not only a collaborative effort between medical professionals in terms of keeping the body healthy, all right, but the technology itself, right, the engineer, the manufacturer, the medical professionals, all have to work together. So is this a device company that typically makes these devices, and do they work with people like you to help determine what they need to be working on next or better or fix? Is that that process, you know, it can't be just somebody has a good idea for an artificial leg or foot or arm or hand, and they come up with it, right? It has to be a collaborative effort.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's always a collaborative approach. There's always, like, patients involved. There's, of course, the doctors. There's a lot of research that needs to happen in order to put together, for example, a prosthetic hand. There are several manufacturers around the world that have amazing technology nowadays. It's really interesting to see where the world is going. And I even knew researcher at this time, you know, like working on providing, you know, the opportunity to feel, you know, have that sensory, extrasensory component that we haven't had until now. There's nothing like, as far as I know, there's nothing in the market that you know provides that sensation, you know, on the hands for the patients. But
the
I know that
feel,
yeah, exactly.
Right.
But I know that they are in the works, so this is something that takes years to develop the technology. It's not something that they, like you said, nobody's going to wake up one morning and
But it's moving at lightning speed.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's moving at lightning speed.
And the interesting thing is that some of this new technology is triggering some new procedures. You know, that it can keep up. Like, what I'm trying to say is that, for example, all these different hands that have all these different grips have triggered, you know, like some new surgeries, like, for example, the TMR, the targeted muscle reinnervation procedures, where my prosthesis has just two sensors, for example, but nowadays the sockets can have multiple sensors, so the fingers can be moved easier, you know, like in the easier way. So it's just like, really, I know it might sound a little complicated, but it's really phenomenal what that collaboration is creating, and how it's really improving the quality of life of so many people.
It's amazing. If just tuning in, I'm talking tonight to Lizbeth Uzgatiki, who is with Hanger and Ampower, and they are experts in prosthetics to help people with limb loss adjust to their artificial limbs. I have so much more to ask her, but if you have questions for Lizbeth, you can reach her or me, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
Long before most of us ever heard of COVID-19, Silver Solutions understood that growing older wouldn't always be easy, but it could be safer and more rewarding. At Silver Solutions, we pride ourselves on creating physically safer homes for older adults, wherever home is. Whether you're senior-proofing your current home, downsizing to assisted living, or emptying a home after the loss of a loved one, Silver Solutions can help. To find out more about our services or to schedule a free virtual home assessment, call Silver Solutions today at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com. Our specialists are deeply experienced, compassionate, and follow rigorous CDC guidelines, including the use of full personal protective equipment for your family's safety. You can't control everything in life, but when it comes to making growing older safer and less stressful, you can count on Silver Solutions.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here tonight with, I have to be honest with you, I've been doing the show, next week will be 12 years I'm doing the show. I've never had a show with a more interesting subject matter or a more interesting guest. Lizbeth, who's could take... Who's Got the Key is here. She represents Hanger Clinic, which are specialists in limb loss and prosthetics and artificial limbs. Lizbeth, I don't have enough time to get to everything I want to get to today, but one of the things that I noticed is in your artificial right arm, it's feminine. We talked about that off air. It's very feminine, small. Somebody like me, if I were in the same position, would need a much bigger artificial arm and hand. But you also, when you came in with a number of artificial arms that you use. So what is life like for an amputee with artificial limbs? And I know you live an incredibly exciting life. You do stuff I would never think of doing. I mean, you're scuba diving and yoga and stuff. So, what's life like for amputees?
Well, life for amputees is really depends on what they want their lives to be. You know, like if they want to, it all depends on how you want to view your that new life that you are presented with. So if you decide that your life is done, well, your life is going to be done and you're going to be stuck miserable. In a wheelchair, yeah, and right, miserable, right. And make everyone around you miserable as well. But if you decide, okay, yes, it's terrible, you know, like what I have had to go through, is not my choice, unfortunately, but I'm going to do the best that I can, you know, with this new life that I got, with this new body that I have. And the good news is that nowadays the technology is there to support us in so many different ways. And we are blessed to live in this country that has so many programs that offers so many opportunities for people to really live a full life.
Which brings me to my next question is, who pays for artificial limbs? Does insurance pay for it? Does it private pay? Does it depend on the circumstances?
It really depends on the insurance that the patient has. It's really difficult for me to tell you, you know, like you know, based on insurance or anything like that, because every insurance, every policy is going to be different. So we treat patients just like they deserve on that one-by-one case. We study what their needs are, and based on that, on their situation, based on their goals, we are going to fit them with the right prosthetic for them at that particular time.
Does Medicare pay support this?
It depends on the program they have chosen for their insurance. So what we do is that we meet with the patient, we do the evaluation, we submit, you know, like a what our plan is, and then we let the patient know what's going to be covered, what is not going to be covered, we work with them, and we do the best we can to support them through those stages.
And there are charities, and certain cancers might pay if there's an amputation, particularly for a kid. I would think, I don't know, but I think of all the children's hospitals. They might. I know Shriners and stuff like that.
That's right.
That it does things like that. Back to lifestyle. When you came in, you showed us here that you use a different arm for yoga because you couldn't before do a downward dog, right? I think that's what it's called. I don't do yoga. So one, you change artificial limb based on your activity. You scuba dive,
right?
But can you wear, are artificial limbs heavy, or are they made to mirror traditional limbs. I think about legs. I think about the runners I see. You know, in the Olympics, we saw a runner, I think from South Africa, or it may have been from Australia, that ran a race in the Olympics. Depending on your lifestyle, can you adjust the kind of a limb that you get or order by?
Yes, well, the most important thing is to understand what the goals are. What does the patient want to do? You know, what is their immediate goal that they want to achieve? So there is no right or wrong place where to start, meaning if the patient wants to have their hands look like they were before their accident or before their disease happened. So there's a prosthetic for that. If the patient wants to go back to lifting weights, so there's a different prosthetic for that. So like it really depends on what the patient's, again, goals are and what they want to accomplish. So we will go in that direction. How is that why is that I have all those arms? Well, remember, I was born without my arms, so I have accumulated literally like a bag of arms, you know, throughout my life.
She's not exaggerating. She came in with a bag of arms.
So, but again, you know, like that is a factor, you know, like you depending on how many years you have been an amputee, and insurance knows that, you know, you're going to wear your prosthetics, you're going to tear them. This, you know, I like to compare prosthetics sometimes to shoes, because same thing, you wear them, you tear them, you use them. New technology comes to the market, so like you're going to want, you know, like to try them. And prosthetics are also tools, you know, they can be considered as tools. So like the prosthetic that I'm going to use, the arm that I'm going to use for my A every day is not going to be the same arm that I'm going to use for doing yoga, and because of what I'm going to be doing with it, you know, like on my every day, I'm not going to be putting all my body weight on my hand, right? So for yoga, I need a hand that is, you know, strong enough, and that allows me to do, like you were mentioning before, my downward facing dogs, my side planks, and that is light enough for me as well, and have the right suspension system, meaning the right way of how it's attached to my body, so it's not gonna come off, you know, in the middle of my yoga practice or if I sweat or anything like that. So there are many things that are considered whenever you are identifying a goal for a particular prosthesis.
It's amazing. If you're just tuning in, we're talking, of course, with Lizbeth, who's got the key, from Hanger Clinic. We're talking about limb loss prosthetics, and we're talking about amputations, although we haven't really spent a lot of time on amputation tonight. If you tune in late and you're sorry you missed the beginning, I have good news for you. You don't have to miss it forever because we will put it up on our podcast platform tomorrow. Yes, indeed. It'll be on all of the podcast platforms around noontime tomorrow. Just have to go to your favorite and search OMG, I'm getting, and up we will pop. Of course, if podcasting isn't for you, and I know not everybody podcasts, I'll put it up on my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfortcare, C-O-M-F-O-R-C-A-R-E. What don't you do? You don't put a T in there, because if you do, it won't get to us. So palmbeach.comfortcare, C-O-M-F-O-R-C-A-R-E.com. Of course, if you're running late and you like to listen to the show every Monday at 6 o'clock, because we're here every Monday at 6 o'clock, you don't have to miss the show, even if you're running late. Just put an iHeartRadio app on your phone, set a reminder for 6 o'clock every Monday to listen to OMG. The iHeartRadio app will do that. And, of course, wherever you are, you can still listen to us because we simulcast on TrueOldiesFLA.com. That's TrueOldiesFLA.com. Next week, we're going to talk about a really interesting project. At FAU, Kelly Jackson is working on a program that is doing a study, a clinical research study, on driving and dementia. Actually, they're not looking for anybody who has dementia. They're looking to determine whether driving can be an early warning sign of dementia or a predictor of dementia, or if dementia demonstrates some driving problems. It's a fascinating program. It's free to people who participate. You don't have to do a lot. We're going to explain what you have to do to register for this. It's totally voluntary. It's from FAU. It's nationally funded. I've spoken to Kelly. She's a wonderful person who has a lot going for her, and this, you're not going to want to miss that. In 2 weeks, we're going to talk about a serious subject. We're going to talk about the moral dilemma in the healthcare industry. Many times, physicians have to make value judgments. For example, during COVID, one ventilator, four people who need it. Which one got it? There are moral dilemmas that the healthcare community faces, and we're going to talk about that with Joy Siegel. Dr. Joy Siegel is going to be here, and that's a show you're also not going to want to miss. But in the few minutes I have left with my guest, Lizbeth, one of the things when you came in, you showed us there are real cosmetic advances being made in prosthetics as well. There are people, you alluded to it, who are very concerned with their physical appearance, particularly those who may have lost a limb in trauma. I have to think that limb loss, prosthetics, even being born limb different as you were, has to play havoc or wreak havoc mentally for some people. Is counseling available for people who are going through this? And if so, how do they access it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. You know, it can definitely cause a lot of problems, as you can imagine. And counseling is available. We actually always encourage our patients to reach out to a psychologist, just reach out even to, peer mentors that we offer. We always offer them the opportunity to be partnered with somebody that has been through the same situation. We try to partner our patients with somebody around the same age level, same gender, same activity level, so they can kind of like see what to expect and have a better visual of, okay, if they did it, I definitely can do it and understand what it takes in order to get there. Sometimes the counseling is important to understand also that it's not just for the patient, the person involved with the limb loss or the limb difference. It's important that the everybody around them understands what the patient is going through, what the person is feeling, what the person is going to be needing to do, so they can be a better understanding, they can be a better plan for them. So there are different psychologists in the area that can provide the counseling if more of a professional need is in in the line, or if the patient just wants to connect with other people that have been through the process, we offer that as part of our program. That's what we call our Empower program. So it's a program that is part of a Hanger Clinic that provides emotional support and education to people with limb loss and limb difference. So in our area, we meet on a monthly basis. In person, we have virtual support groups as well. We go on outings. Actually, we're going bowling next month. We go watch the sunset of the beach. We go scuba diving, kayaking, you name it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So that is my kind of final question. How do people reach you for more information? How do they find out more about Hanger? And if they want to talk to you, what's the best way to do that?
Sure. I would encourage everyone to go to our webpage, hangerclinic.com. There's lots of information there, depending on what the situation is. They can request a peer mentor there as well. I know that you reach a wide audience here. So that's one of the ways that they can seek support. They can also reach me directly on my cell, which is 954-594-2060.
Do that again.
954-594-2060.
Elizabeth, I can't thank you enough. Most people wouldn't travel this far to come up and do this. And she came all the way up from Broward County, and we're in Palm Beach Gardens. I can't thank you enough. You're an incredible person. You're an incredible guest. I'm so excited to have met you today. I hope I can talk you into coming back one day, because I'd love to do this again to finish the rest of the questions I didn't get to. You really are an inspiration. For those of you who are struggling with limb loss and the complications and consequences of that, and you want more information, I can't encourage you enough to reach out to Hanger Clinic and Liz Beth. One more time on your phone number, 954-594-2060. Yeah, you won't be disappointed, and you will get the help that you want. This, of course, is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're here every Monday night from 6 to 7 talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents. None more important than tonight, but we come up with a few other ideas now and then. So tune in each week. If you're a new listener, come back. If you're a regular listener, thank you for being here again. We'll see you next week when we talk about the driving project at FAU, Dimension Driving. You don't want to miss that. Good night, everybody. Have a good week, and thank you again, Lizbeth.